This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
You know what's okay? A little bit anticlimactic this week? Oh, this is Jets week, man. This is usually major. Because of the Jets, the J-E-T-S sucking so badly, there's something lost a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Besides COVID and everything, but just because they're so bad.
Right. But I think that's kind of why it takes away from it, because they're so bad, we expect them to win already. You know what I mean? So it kind of takes away from it since they've been so pathetic. But either way, listen, tomorrow it's going to be a lot of fun to watch the Dolphins. Any Jets win is a good win, period. So if the Dolphins beat the Jets tomorrow with the third string quarterback, I'll be happy as hell. If Flo's got to go out there and play quarterback himself and win, I don't care how they beat the Jets, as long as they beat the Jets and they get their seventh win. In the end, I think last time I checked, we're Miami Dolphins fans, right? So you're just rooting for the team to win. So it doesn't matter if it's Doug Peterson taking Shula to his 325th win. Doesn't matter if it's Greasy looking like Peabody with the glasses. Doesn't matter if it's Marino with the golden locks coming out of the helmet.
Windshield wipers on those greasy glasses, by the way.
It doesn't matter who it is. If it's Jay Fiedler, you name it. We're Dolphin fans. So tomorrow, it's about the Alcuin Orange winning. Doesn't really matter who's quarterbacking. In the end, this will be Tua's team. But right now, he's too hurt to play.